Turn your face from the green world and look where all seems barren and cold, said Gandalf. Then Aragorn turned, and there was a stony slope behind him running down from the skirts of the snow. And as he looked, he was aware that alone there in the waste a growing thing stood. And he climbed to it, and saw that out of the very edge of the snow there sprang a sapling tree no more than 3 foot high. Already it had put forth young leaves long and shapely, dark above and silver beneath, and upon its slender crown it bore one small cluster of flowers whose white petals shone like the sunlit snow. Then Aragorn cried,
Yea, O Tuvianus, I have found it. Lo, here is a scion of the eldest of trees. But how comes it here? For it is not itself yet 7 years old.
And Gandalf coming looked at it and said,
Verily this is a sapling of the line of Nimloth the Fair, and that was a seedling of Galathelion, and that a fruit of Telperion of many names, eldest of trees. Who shall say how it comes here in the appointed hour? But this is an ancient aloe, and ere the kings failed or the tree withered in the court, a fruit must have been set here. For it is said that, though the fruit of the tree comes seldom to ripeness, yet the life within may then lie sleeping through many long years, and none can foretell the time in which it will awake. Remember this, for if ever a fruit ripens, it should be planted, lest the line die out of the world. Here it has lain hidden on the mountain, even as the race of Elendil lay hidden in the wastes of the north. Yet the line of Nimloth is older far than your line, King Alessar.
Then Aragorn laid his hand gently to the sapling, and lo, it seemed to hold only lightly to the earth, and it was removed without hurt, and Aragorn bore it back to the citadel. Then the withered tree was uprooted, but with reverence, and they did not burn it, but laid it to rest in the silence of Rath Dinan. And Aragorn planted the new tree in the court by the fountain, and swiftly and gladly it began to grow. And when the month of June entered in, it was laden with blossom.
The sign has been given, said Aragorn, and the day is not far off.
And he set watchmen upon the walls.